You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is Tony Catalina of bloggingtheboys.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. And I'm proud to present to you your daily Cowboys Roundup for Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope you're still riding high off a tough road win as we look forward to the bye week ahead to get some much-needed rest and recharging. The Cowboys are looking to get a few key members back from injury, and the goal is to possibly have some of them back for the Minnesota Vikings game on Halloween night. The bye week is coming at the perfect time as all eyes will be on Dak Prescott and his calf and just how it progresses as he looks to stay off of it and get the proper rehab and treatment that will allow him to not miss a beat going forward. We have seen what a Dakless team looks like last year, and it is certainly not something Cowboys Nation wants to see again anytime soon. Beyond QB1 and his current injury, there is still much to discuss as it pertains to this week and the ongoing bye week, including some off-the-field issues that popped up in the news on Tuesday afternoon, plus some coaches and players' observations. Let's get right into it. The bye week is off to a less-than-ideal start with the latest news out of Dallas being safety DeMonta KZ was arrested early Tuesday morning in a Dallas suburb and charged with driving while under the influence, police said. Kazee was pulled over for a traffic violation shortly after 3 a.m. Kazee failed the field sobriety test and was subsequently detained at that point. His DWI charge is a Class B misdemeanor for a first offense. It will be something to keep an eye on to see how the Cowboys and the league respond to this. The Cowboys brought Kazee in to be a difference maker and a leader on this team, and this is not ideal for anybody involved. You just hope that Kazee can learn from this mistake and grow from it moving forward. Jerry Jones hopped on his weekly radio hit with the Dallas Cowboys flagship station, 105.3 The Fan, on Tuesday, and in typical Jerry fashion, he was an open book and found himself touching a wide variety of topics, none of which are more important than the status and plan for Dak Prescott and his injured calf. Jerry Jones stated regarding QB1, "I think the fact that the bye is there, my feeling is that I ought to take care of it in terms of enough time to get where we can really compete normally." Jones went on to say that he would personally be a little concerned if a game had to be played this week. "I think we're all of the same thought process in the fact that we're thankful for the bye week being when it is. The reality is we know how bad this injury could have been or how it will impact Dak moving forward. Having this time off is crucial. If Prescott had to miss as much time as Michael Gallup has for his calf issue, it makes you wonder what the next month and a half would look like for this team. This training staff is world-renowned, and they have another challenge in front of them as they help Dak get back on the playing field." Jerry went on to discuss the right tackle position as well, as he heaped some much-deserved praise upon Terrence Steele, stating that, "Look, L. Collins is an outstanding football player, but you couldn't have drawn up somebody that took advantage of his opportunity like Terrence Steele has. I think we would all agree that we had our reservations as it pertains to Steele heading into the season, but Manny has silenced the doubters. If nothing else, Steele has solidified his future in this league and more than likely on this team. The fact remains Collins will and should get his job back, but Steele is officially an asset for the Cowboys they know they can trust going forward." Jerry also found the time to touch on the head coach of his ball club, Mike McCarthy, and dished out some praise to the leader, stating, "I'm right in there with Mike McCarthy on his game management. I think he does it extremely well. More importantly, I want all of our fans to know how conscientious about how hard he works on it, the detail of a situational rehearsal and practice he does." McCarthy does take some heat quite often for some decisions he has made throughout the course of games, mainly concerning clock management. some of which is rightful skepticism, some of it is unwarranted. But the bottom line is he is the captain of the ship, and this team is playing as good as any team in the league right now. Riding high on a 5-game winning streak, and the job he has done deserves to be commended. Jerry Jones wasn't the only one to meet with the media on Tuesday, as Cowboys defensive back coach Al Harris touched on Trayvon Diggs and who Diggs reminds him of, stating, quote, "He reminds me so much of Marcus Peters. They're so similar as far as their ball mindset, getting the ball. Passes that other guys may knock down, these guys are getting the ball. Peterson is a tough, respected football player in this league. And the sky is truly the limit for Trayvon Diggs and is an exciting thing to watch unfold going forward." Harris also praised another cornerback on the roster, as Harris had this to say about Anthony Brown. Quote, "I'm so happy that you mentioned that because Trey is having an outstanding year. Can't take that from him. But if you look at Mr. Brown's play, Mr. Brown is playing some hell of a football now. He's doing a really good job and maybe one of the most consistent guys on the defense. Anthony Brown has quietly put up a solid season thus far, and I've said consistently for the last few weeks on all of our platforms at blogontheboys.com that Anthony Brown has been a victim to a narrative. He had a tough week one versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Antonio Brown, and Tom Brady, but has really been a solid piece to this Cowboys defense ever since." Switching gears to some roster-churning moves, the Cowboys have waived fullback Nick Ralston. The move opens up a roster spot for right tackle Lael Collins, who, as we know, is returning from a 5-game suspension this week. The thought process that Ralston would be placed on the practice squad if he makes it through waivers. Ralston has carved out a little niche on special teams and has been used in a wide variety of ways in that realm, so it looks like Ralston maybe wanted to come back, and the Cowboys still have a possibility of having him in the future, so we'll see what happens and if he can make it through. As always, we here at Blogging the Boys will have you covered on everything Dallas Cowboys related, so please do not forget to check out all of our podcasts we drop daily. Next up today is the NFC East mixtape with RJ Ochoa and Brandon Lee Gotten, as they keep you in the know for all things concerning the division. And if you could and wouldn't mind, it would be greatly appreciated if you could leave us a rating and write a review. We are nothing without our loyal listeners, and those things go a long way and are much, much appreciated. That is all for today, Wednesday, October 20th. Again, my name is Tony Catalina, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. Come find me, hit that follow button, shoot me a message, and let's talk everything Dallas Cowboys football. I hope everybody has a great hump day, finishes the back half of the week strong, and enjoys the bye week knowing the Cowboys are 5-1 and clearly one of the best teams in the entire league. Stay safe and enjoy. Peace.
Support for this show comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the big hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.